You up there, taking it easy. I'm the one who has to do all the work. That armor you're wearing weighs a ton. My back's killing me. I've been in the saddle for 3 weeks, Rupert pointed out unsympathetically. It's not my back that's bothering me. The unicorn sniggered, and then came to a sudden halt, almost spilling the prints from his saddle. Rupert grabbed the long, curly-cued horn to keep his balance. Why have we stopped? Trail getting too muddy, perhaps? Afraid your hooves will get dirty? If you're going to be a laugh a minute, you can get off and walk, snarled the unicorn. In case you hadn't noticed, there's a massive spider's web blocking the trail. Rupert sighed heavily. I suppose you want me to check it out. If you would, please. The unicorn shuffled his feet, and the prince felt briefly seasick. You know how I feel about spiders. Rupert cursed resignedly, and swung awkwardly down from the saddle, his armour protesting loudly with every movement. He sank a good 3 inches into the trail's mud, and swayed unsteadily for a long moment before finding his balance. He forced open his helmet's visor and studied the huge web uneasily. Thick milky strands choked the narrow path, each sticky thread studded with the sparkling jewels of trapped raindrops. Rupert frowned. What kind of spider spins a web almost 10 feet high? He trudged cautiously forward, drew his sword, and prodded one of the strands. The blade stuck tight, and he had to use both hands to pull the sword free. Good start, said the unicorn. Rupert ignored the animal and stared thoughtfully at the web. The more he looked at it, the less it seemed like a spider's web. The pattern was wrong. The strands hung together in knotted clumps, falling in drifting streamers from the higher branches, and dropping from the lower in thick clusters that burrowed into the trail's mud. And then Rupert felt the hair on the back of his neck slowly rise, as he realised that, although the web trembled constantly, there was no wind blowing. Rupert, said the unicorn softly. We're being watched, right?
Right.
Rupert scowled and hefted his sword. Something had been following them ever since they'd entered the Tanglewood at daybreak. Something that hid in shadows and dared not enter the light. Rupert shifted his weight carefully, getting the feel of the trail beneath him. If it came to a fight, the thick mud was going to be a problem. He took off his helmet and put it down at the side of the trail. His narrow eye holes limited his field of vision too much. He glanced casually around as he straightened up, and then froze as he saw a slender, misshapen silhouette moving among the trees. Tall as a man. It didn't move like a man, and light glistened on fang and claw before the creature disappeared back into the concealing shadows. Rain beat on Rupert's head and ran unheeded down his face as a cold horror built slowly within him. Beyond the Tanglewood lay darkness. For as long as anyone could remember, there had always been a part of the forest where it was forever night. No sun shone, and whatever lived there never knew the light of day. Mapmakers called it the Darkwood and warned, here be demons. For countless centuries, forest land and Darkwood had been separated by the Tanglewood, a deadly confusion of swamp and briar and sudden death from which few escaped alive. Silent predators stalked the weed and vine-choked trails and laid in wait for the unwary. And yet, over the past few months, strange creatures had stalked the forest land. Uneasy shapes that dared not face the light of day. Sometimes, when the sun was safely down, a lone cottager might hear scratchings at his securely bolted doors and shutters, and in the morning would find deep gouges in the wood and mutilated animals in his barn. The Tanglewood was no longer a barrier. Here be demons. Rupert fought down his fear and took a firmer grip on his sword. The solid weight of the steel comforted him, and he swept the shining blade back and forth before him. He glared up at the dark clouds hiding the sun. One decent burst of sunshine would have sent the creature scuttling for its lair.